The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jeff Cooner with me now, though, host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff is liberalism's worst nightmare. He's a conservative nationalist. He champions God, country and family. Jeff, it's always good to talk to you. Let me talk to you a little bit first about the fallout to this hurricane. We've been talking about it quite a bit. And obviously you have as well. I mean, is this simply just kind of a human disaster that people set politics aside and have to deal with? Or does it have an impact on presidential politics?
Well, to be frank, I wish it was just a natural disaster that had no impact on politics. But the reality is, Kieran, I think when the history books are written, now it's still 3.5 weeks away from the election, so I don't want to jump the gun. But if the election were held today, I think future historians would say without a doubt, this has been the decisive moment in the campaign. Kamala Harris, I think, has made the biggest mistake of her campaign, one that may cost her the election. She came out, attacked Governor Ron DeSantis, saying that he was not handling Hurricane Milton the way he should, that he should be calling her, talking to her on the phone. He's not picking up a phone call. She kept saying, I kept calling him. He's not picking up the phone. So she tried to directly inject herself into Hurricane Milton, forgive me, and the planning, the preparedness for Hurricane Milton. DeSantis came out publicly, and there's just no other way to say it, politically decapitated her. He took her head off. He said that in 3.5 years, they've had countless hurricanes in Florida. She has never bothered to call him once. And as he put it, she's trying to interject herself. He's trying to save lives. She's trying to use him as a campaign prop. It has now blown up in her face politically. Internal polls now within the Kamala campaign have now been leaked. They are bleeding. In 7 battleground states, she's losing now in all 7. And it wasn't just Hurricane Milton. It was her late response to Hurricane Helene. She was at a big fundraiser in Hollywood. She's doing media rounds with Stephen Colbert, drinking beer, cracking jokes, while people are dying in North Carolina and Georgia. Trump, on the other hand, whatever you think of him, and his critics are saying, well, he did it to get votes. Okay, but he did it. He came almost immediately after Hurricane Helene hit. He was helping to coordinate private efforts to bring in food, water, medical emergency supplies. So the stark contrast of bold, decisive leadership on the one hand, and Kamala seeming to play politics and being utterly tone deaf to the deaths of Americans, it has now blown up in her face. Now, it's still 3.5 weeks. Anything can happen. The Democrats have a phenomenal ground game. They have a strong coalition. Trump is still hated by many, many Americans. But in private, senior Democrats, campaign officials now say this looks like 2016 all over again, where we may win the popular vote, but Trump is going to run the table in Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arizona, and get 300 electoral college votes. And really, Kieran, she's got nobody to blame but herself.
But what's happening on the ground? What's happening on the ground in those swing states that is kind of working in Trump's favor and against Kamala Harris? Because, you know, all politics is local to a degree. So, of course, they're conscious of Hurricane Helene and her having a go at Ron DeSantis. But there's probably local issues more so.
Well, local issues are huge, no question. But I'll just give you North Carolina and Georgia. Those are their two key battleground states. And that they were the one of the major states hit by Hurricane Helene. The governor in North Carolina was late. To show you how late he was, remember George W. Bush got savaged over his weak response to Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
They sent in the military 2 days after Hurricane Katrina. And Bush was savaged. In fact, his presidency never recovered. His popularity dropped, and he never was able to come back. The governor sent in the National Guard 1 week after Hurricane Helene. Forget 2 days. It was 7 days. So you had people in North Carolina and rural Georgia literally without food, without water, without insulin, without generators, some of them stranded, isolated, entire towns, roads, communities wiped out. And FEMA was late. The governor was late. She seemed as if she was more interested in fundraising. And Trump showed up and he brought with him Elon Musk. He brought with him private charities and organizations. They flew in a lot of the aid. They rescued a lot of people. So in North Carolina, it's led to a sea change now in opinion, as well as Georgia. So you've got North Carolina and Georgia now, which is starting to get away from Kamala. Pennsylvania has been trending away from her for a while. But just on the national landscape, her response is now being so heavily criticized. Even here, the Washington Post did an editorial saying, what is she doing drinking beer with Stephen Colbert while Americans are fighting for their lives? They've never seen a politically tone-deaf campaign like this. So unless she can turn things around in the next week to 10 days, Kieran, I got to tell you, Schumer now in private is saying that Trump is going to flip Pennsylvania for the Senate. He's going to flip Wisconsin, that the Democrats may lose the Senate. They may lose more seats in the House and the presidency. And Schumer says if things don't turn around in 7 to 10 days, Democrats are going to have to cut Kamala Harris loose, concede the White House, and try to save some of these down ballot races.
Can I play a little clip for you, Jeff, of the Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Over the last few weeks, there's been reckless and irresponsible and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies about what's going on. Quite frankly, these lies are un-American, and there's simply no place for them. Not now, not ever. Former President Trump has led this onslaught of lies.
Yeah, sorry, that was Joe Biden responding to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said, I think, the government controlled the weather. That's not the official MAGA view on the weather, is it?
No. I mean, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene, and that's why she's considered among many circles as a fringe, you know, as someone who's fringe and on the margins. But you notice Trump never said that. And in fact, Trump was, as I said, instrumental in bringing in aid, and where he's really scored points against Biden. And that's why Biden is so defensive, is Trump's argument is, where's FEMA? FEMA was late. I mean, they're there now, but they weren't there in the crucial days after Hurricane Helene. And we've got 235 people dead. And if it wasn't for this massive private relief effort, which was independent of FEMA and Biden and Harris, we'd be looking at thousands dead. While Florida, it's a tale of two states and a tale of two leaders. DeSantis has leading this like a general on a battlefield. He pre-positioned the military, rescue crews, emergency personnel. And even though Milton was a much bigger, more devastating hurricane than Hurricane Helene, the loss of life so far, knock on wood, has been considerably lower. And so people are looking at this and saying, DeSantis knows what he's doing. Why is Kamala trying to tell him how to do his job and inject herself into something she has no business doing? Kieran, I can't stress this enough. This is her Hurricane Katrina moment. And if she can't turn this around in the next week to 10 days, she may have just kissed away the presidency.
Jeff Kuhner, host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. We are mere weeks away from that presidential elections, the first Tuesday in November. We're going to be there for it. The Hard Shoulder is going to be coming to you live from New York City, from Fitzpatrick's Hotel on Lexington, just down the road from Central Park, just down the road from Trump Tower, as it happens to be. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. Sean is going to be in California, the home state of Kamala Harris. And Josh Crosby, we will dispatch to Florida, to West Palm Beach, to Mar-a-Lago, to find out how Donald Trump takes it, should he win or lose. But HQ, the brain trust, the nerve center is going to be Fitzpatrick's in Manhattan. The Hard Shoulder coming to you live Monday, Tuesday, polling day, Wednesday, results day from New York for the US presidential election 2024. You don't want to miss that. More detail forthcoming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.